Good morning. Just about every day, I maybe skip this twice a month, I take one of these 45 minutes before breakfast. This is Prilosec OTC, meant for acid reflux disease. Now the instructions say that you need to take this 1 hour before eating food. If a person took Prilosec with a meal, apparently the food would negate the active ingredient. And that would be bad for me because eventually stomach acid would reach an excessive level, causing me chronic heartburn, acid reflux. Not a good thing. At lunchtime, I take two of these. They are supplements to promote healthier knee joints. These should be taken with food. And the instructions go on to say a person using Fleximin should drink plenty of water throughout the day. And this one's really important, not be allergic to shellfish, which apparently I'm not. It just goes to show that with so many over-the-counter medications, dietary supplements, prescription drugs especially, you have to follow the instructions carefully. And even then, there could still be negative side effects. Let's assume that doesn't happen. At best, such a product will fix, improve one thing wrong with you, one aspect of your physical health? To my knowledge, there is no wonder pill out there that covers it all and brings a person to 100% improvement in their physical health. Jesus will have to take care of that on the last day. In the meantime, as we wait for the great perfect restoration of our bodies, we get older. As the body ages, it reaches the point of things starting to not work so well and things breaking down. It's all part of the curse of sin, with our physical death as the inevitable result. Thankfully, when it comes to our soul, the state of our spiritual health, it's a very different story. We have at our disposal a life-restoring treatment applied topically. I'm thinking of baptism. And we have the powerful supplement of the gospel fed to us in the meal of God's Word, along with a strong medication, the Lord's Supper. These three, the gospel and word and sacraments, are the means of God's grace to repair, restore the soul which has an ailment. The ailment of your soul is the same as mine, is the same as everybody. The problem, this curse of sin, afflicts all people to the same degree, regardless of age. And it happens daily in the form of the human nature inside, continuing to be a problem, this rebel against God that we all have, warring against Him, fighting against Him, and we can do nothing to remove it. We can only fight against it, and so often in that fight, we fail. God, however, reaches down with a cure that is sure. It's the forgiveness of sins that He has authorized and is dispensing to us in the gospel. This forgiveness from God is guaranteed to work because it is squarely based, firmly founded on the sacrifice that Jesus made for us. In fact, that payment of your Lord on the cross is, in its own way, the active ingredient in the Lord's Supper. Let's track it through. when you receive the sacrament, with the bread and wine, you receive the body and blood of Christ, which is the same body and blood of Christ that died for you, the same body and blood of our Lord that paid for all of your sins. And God has connected the payment to the forgiveness. So when you receive that body and blood of Christ by faith, you also receive that which it bought, the forgiveness of sins promised, given, assured to us. And unlike the drugstore medications, the Lord's Supper, when taken properly, will have no negative side effects. Quite the opposite. One great benefit leading to another. It starts with the forgiveness of sins. When God applies forgiveness to His people, the Holy Spirit is there to strengthen our faith in Christ and renew our hope of eternal life. With that stronger faith and hope, you have a stronger link to God, and you are empowered to use it. You are empowered by His forgiving grace to pray to Him more fervently, more confidently. In the same way, you are empowered to go forth and do what He wants you to do, gladly, faithfully. There's a chain reaction here. Forgiveness given and received leads to faith strengthened, bearing the fruits of faith. Today, you may be in a church that has the Lord's Supper being offered. And that gives us an excellent opportunity once again to take the right kind of medicine. Let's do so following the instructions. I'll boil it down to three R's. First of all, recognize the real presence, that the body and blood of Christ are really there, just as He said, there in your receiving of the bread and wine. Secondly, repent of your sins, realizing that these largely are the reason why you still need the sacrament. Third thing, receive the forgiveness, which is the remedy that God intends it to be. There's also a fourth. We are to remember Him. Jesus said, "Do this in remembrance of me." So also the Apostle Paul writes, "For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until He comes." With Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, Easter Sunday, and Judgment Day all in view, we pray. Lord, bless our use of the sacrament today and in the weeks ahead. Likewise, bless our remembrance of You in faith, what You did for us on the cross, and also our celebration of Your victory over the grave as our very own. In Your name we ask it. Amen. We close our worship this morning singing stanzas 3 and 4, hymn 288, stanzas 3 and 4.